I'm John.
And I'm Ron.
And I'm Jason. And this is Digital Divination on the No Direction Network.
All right, we are back for another episode of Digital Divination. How are you both doing?
I'm feeling...
Neither of us wants to say.
Feeling sesquicentennial about it all.
Sesquicentennial.
I am also feeling very sesquicentennial, right?
Sesquicentennial, yes, yes.
That's right. I'm feeling... Yes. Very sesquicentennial myself as well.
Oh, what does that even mean?
It means 150.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to our 150th episode of Digital Divination. I, you know, was kind of thinking what should we talk about today? Not a lot of Starfinder stuff coming out. We just did a holiday episode. We're going to do another holiday episode. So I just kind of...
Is that a threat?
That is a threat.
Come on.
You'll get another holiday episode.
Yeah, because I think the one after this release is on Christmas.
Comes out on Christmas Day. Yeah.
So we need Grandfather Christmas dressed up.
All right. I'll claim Ghost of Christmas Future. So.
Okay.
John, you got to dress up like a pixie.
No. All right. So I thought I would kind of talk a little bit about some historical episodes or some milestone or just some episodes that we've had throughout the past 150 episodes. So Digital Divination started March 31st, 2020. With episode one. Do you all remember what else happened in March of 2020?
Nothing important, I'm sure.
I mean, the thing to remember was all the stuff that didn't happen and kept not happening starting in March 2020.
Yeah, it was crazy because March is like the end of our winter term, and they literally canceled the last 2 weeks of the term. And finals and everything, and just everything just kind of shut down because of COVID.
And it was like grades based on the work done up till then, and that was it.
That is exactly true. So, and I don't remember all that happening when we recorded our episode, but
I don't. The thing that had happened about that time for me that had me a little bit sad without realizing just how extended everything was going to be is that I had just been the February 2020. I had driven out to Chicago with my son to attend C2E2, the big comic and games expo. And for the first time, he was able to sit down and have somebody at that con teach him a game called Fortnite. But anyway, there was a good friend of mine who runs a game store in Chicago. I was able to see and catch up with him. And he's like, you know, oh, you're back in Seattle. I'm going out to Seattle to work a convention next month. I'm going to be bringing a bunch of stuff and I'm going to be vending. I'm like, well, that's great. Let's plan on meeting up when you come to my town. That'll be a lot of fun. Did not happen.
Yeah, I think what was going on then is because everything was closed down, I must have had a lot more time, and that's might be why I started Digital Divination.
Oh, yeah. So most people had sourdough starters. You had a podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was kind of the first one. Shortly after that, I guess my next milestone one I'll say is episode 7, which was in June. And this happened, I think it's June 30th. Which was right after my kidney transplant.
I was going to say that's about the time you got your kidney. Wow.
And
because there was some real concern with hospitals being shut down, would that be able to happen for you?
Exactly. And the interesting thing was that they had, I was supposed to be scheduled earlier. Then when COVID came, they kind of pushed it back. And then when they were setting the date for it to happen, it actually came sooner than I thought, but it happened to fall right between our episodes. So we had the June 16th episode. I don't think we even talked about it. I didn't even know what was happening. Next thing you know it, because we recorded that a couple of days before, right? Mm-hmm. I go in for my transplant. I'm there a week and a half. I get home, and then we have the June 30th episode where, hey, look, you know, and in the 2 weeks, I got a new kidney. I'm back from the hospital, and we're good to go.
And already back. Yeah. And that's the point at which the average number of kidneys of hosts of this show became greater than two.
Yes, yes, very much so. So that was episode 7. Then we talked about a whole bunch of stuff in between there. But the interesting thing I'll say is that Ron and I, when we first started doing this, we would begin each episode with a very meandering catch up of what was going on in our lives.
We didn't see each other.
I can imagine now. This is 2020. Yeah, it was 2020. What else are you guys going to talk about?
Yeah, so like, you know, 20, 15, 20 minutes. And people would say, when are you going to talk about gaming stuff?
Fair.
And
fair.
Other people wanted the chicken report. So, you know, it was all good. Episode 50 is when we started putting things on YouTube. So we did 50 episodes just audio on No Direction Network, and that's still where we put our audio. And now we've had a whole 100 on YouTube as well, in addition.
Hey, like and subscribe.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I thought that was kind of a cool thing. And then episode 53, you know, one of the things I suggest is that we talk about what our favorite episodes were. And, nobody else had favorites like me, I guess.
I don't know.
But episode 53 was one of my most favorite ones. And this is our April Fool's one. Do you remember this, Ron?
Oh, my goodness, do I? Wow. What happened was we had just announced, I think, at Paizo, we had just announced that we were doing the Abomination Vaults 5e conversion. And so it was like a big kerfuffle online. People are like, Paizo's doing this 5e thing. And so the April Fools was, without saying any preface about what day this was releasing, was me getting on saying, you know, I can say, in fact, that we are converting everything to Dungeons and Dragons rules. No Paizo things remaining. And we just kept spinning off to be more and more ludicrous. To be thinking like, yes, we're going to
keep spinning off. But the interesting, how this started though, was that was like something that just kind of grew. Originally, we started Welcome to Legend Lore, and so our whole thing
that's right
is Legend Lore, which is what Luis and who was doing it with Luis then?
Lauren,
Lauren, yeah, I think. Lauren, yeah. So Luis and Lauren were doing it, and so we actually listened to how they did stuff, and we tried to mimic their entry and discussion.
Am I misstating? Was that the year of 5e, or is those a different April Fool's?
That's the same one. Okay. Yeah, it says Paizo goes D&D 5th edition Legend Lore 042. That is our episode 53.
Okay.
So there's actually a, you know, YouTube of that because it's actually after 50. But yeah, Ron just kept going and going on.
Like how we're going to take all the, like none of the old Paizo rules, second edition or first edition, are going to be available. So we're going to go through our warehouse and pull them out into the parking lot and have a great big fire and just burn them all down to ashes. Then we're going to scoop all the ashes together and then set all the ashes on fire to make sure there was nothing left.
Yeah.
But then he says, and we're going to go into all the downloads that you have. We're going to go back and take them off your computers. And
just that's right. Reach into your computers to make sure that you don't have them anymore. Yeah.
So he just kind of, Yeah, it was. That was kind of interesting. So anyway, that's
maybe what, maybe should have telegraphed that as a joke just a little bit better because.
Well, I thought when we started with the legend lore thing, that was good enough, you know,
letting people know.
Yeah. Did people say anything about like believe it at all?
Well, yeah, yes, because people would only listen to like the first 5 minutes of any podcast and think, oh, this must be the case. I don't think people believe it very long. I remember seeing stuff online of people like, did you actually listen to the whole thing?
Yeah,
what day did it come out on? Or some people were just like, what's the date of that one?
Yeah, and like the first comment talks about, you know, good job with the prank and things like that. So if people had looked at it. Okay. All right. So that was 53. I'm kind of going like historically, you know.
Yeah, chronologically. Do it.
One of my least favorite ones was episode 58 when Ron had to leave. Because why did Ron have to leave?
That was when I took the job at Wizards. And I should clarify, when I took the job at Wizards and I carefully reviewed its social media policy, I was not permitted to do something like this pursuant to the way their social media policy was drafted at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had to say farewell.
Yeah, so that was his farewell.
Not farewell. Just goodbye. Till next time.
That's right. That's right.
But
as far as we knew at the time, it was done.
Very sad.
Because I had to go and recruit and bring Jason on for episode 59.
Yay.
Which was great that you did, because otherwise I would have to take all the other 58 episodes, put them out in the parking lot, set them all on fire till they burned to ashes, scoop all the ashes together and set those on fire till they anyway. So you saved it. You saved Christmas and or digital divination, Jason.
When did that come out?
Oh, August? What is the date
July?
On that?
It would have been June or July of... Yeah.
I saved Christmas in July.
Christmas That's right. In July. I don't know if I have the exact date on it. It doesn't...
I mean, if it was when I started at Wizards, it would have been June 2022.
Yeah, it just is 3 years ago from my on my feed, so I don't actually know the exact date. So Jason started episode 59. So you've been with us almost 100 episodes.
All right.
So, and you've only known the YouTube version, so you didn't even know we didn't have YouTube.
I mean, I knew that it existed, I'll tell you that, you know. Right.
And then kind of continuing forward, in episode 87, Ron comes back and starts doing stuff.
Because I review the social, we're required to review the social media policy every year. And the following year when I did, I'm like, this is different, right? Or whenever it was I had to review it, I'm like, this has been changed from before. I can do a podcast like Digital Divination now. Yeah. As long as I said the thing I needed to say at the beginning.
Right. The famous disclaimer. Yeah. So that was over a year, right? Until they changed. So it must have been the next year. Yeah. So you kind of came in and guested for one, then you filled in on episode 90, and then starting episode 96, you became a regular again. So you've been back for 54 episodes. So 54 right. plus 58, you've been on over 112 episodes then.
Alrighty, but that's only like but that's only 21 more than Jason. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
About that. Yeah.
If I vanish for 21 episodes and Jason perdures, then I come back. Then we are at the equal number of participation in Digital Divination.
Yes. Well, I need my break, right? So,
go take a break.
I need to take my 50 episode break here. Yeah. That's like 2 years. All right. I'll have to leave us,
John. No, right. I want to learn how to edit.
Oh, you know, I got to say about that. I used to be much more meticulous about my editing, but I was also a lot slower. When it first started, it took me three times as much time that we recorded to actually edit it. And so we were doing 30 to 40 minutes. So it would take around that amount of time to do it. I'm much faster now.
3 or 4 times the 30 or 40 minutes. It would take you hours.
Yeah, it would take me like 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, I wouldn't wish that much listening to Ron Lundeen on anybody.
No. Wow. Yeah, well, it's because I didn't, you know, I cared a lot more about lots of little things, but also just kind of learning how to do it and figuring out how to. And now it's this one's really easy to edit. The Murder in Metal City, because how we're doing that, because we do our little front end intro to each of them. And then I have to do some other stuff that makes it a little longer.
Putting in the video, the Foundry stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, but it seems to work out pretty well. But yeah. So those are just kind of some of the things. Yeah. So I don't have anything after episode, 96. What happened in 96? Oh, no, that's when Ron comes back for good.
Ron comes back.
Yeah. And then, and then we had episode 100, which I think we just talked about the 100th episode, but I don't even know what was in it.
I think I missed that episode, to be perfectly honest. I think I had to,
you did.
To do something.
Yeah, it was
I had
just
to do something. I can't remember what it is, but I had to go away for a day.
Yeah. So, episode 99, we did resolutions. So 100 must have been like one of the first episodes of that year. And you were on, I think you were in Jersey.
Yeah, I was on a vacation. Yeah, that's
probably. And that year, when you say that year, that would have been the first of 2024. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because 50. Yeah. Hey, well, this is my first anniversary episode, I guess. My first milestone episode.
First.
Oh, great.
Yeah. 150. Yeah, because I missed 100. 150 is the next shot.
Yes. Well, then you and Ron can do 200 solo. How's that?
Okay, fine.
Why?
Sure, I guess.
I'm going to need some training.
Yeah. You know, it's.
We'll just do it live.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be edited.
That's essentially what we do. So, you know, when I think about it, so we record 26 episodes a year. So basically, you know, in March we'll be at 6 years, but it's like we haven't missed any posting times ever. We've always had something up and going. And sometimes maybe it's not as interesting for folks as others. Like this one, I don't know how interesting this one's going to be for folks.
I haven't even talked about my chickens yet.
But we put out the content. So,
sling that tent.
Yes. Right. Anyway, so that's just kind of some milestones now that we're at, you know, kind of hit 150. And I'm hoping that I'm presuming we're going to hit 200. After that, I don't know. That's a big number.
That's a big number. Well, there'll be role-playing games then. Who even knows?
No.
That's right.
I actually, I'll say probably earlier this year, or maybe 20 episodes ago, I had talked to Ryan about maybe shutting things down because it was taking a while. You know, we weren't getting a lot of Starfinder, new Starfinder content out.
Starfinder was real. There was a real dearth of new Starfinder content.
And he said, well, you know, it's just also going to start coming out soon. Why don't you just keep going? And so, you know, we've been getting through. But now things have slowed down a little bit. I don't know of any new announcements.
No, but one thing I have noticed that is a lot of fun is the tendency of people, now that they're both on the same rules chassis, to use Starfinder stuff in their Pathfinder games and Pathfinder stuff in their Starfinder games, sort of blending the two. And like the promise was you'd be able to do that, but actually seeing people who are actually doing that and hearing about it. I was at EmeraldCon this weekend and chatting with people about the way they play the game and what they like, and people were telling stories about just that kind of thing, you know, being able to mix Starfinder and Pathfinder together, how fun that was.
Yeah, I mean, Murder in Metal City, Tim's playing an investigator, so, you know, that's Pathfinder content, and everyone else is playing Starfinder classes. Luis was telling me the other day that someone took the stuff, there's like a big spread in Draconic Codex, which just like came out, I think, Friday, I think, something like that.
I don't have mine still.
You don't have your yet. I don't have the physical copy yet.
I don't have the PDF. I don't have the hard copy. Nothing. And they said it shipped the 24th. Anyway.
Oh, okay. You'll be getting it soon. I'm sure you'll get it soon. But there's a whole sort of like big spread. Maybe it's even 4 pages of like all the different draconic paragons, exemplars that you can pick. You know, all the sort of stuff you need to know if you pick it for, if you're a dragon blood or if you're a kobold and stuff like, you know, all these other things, all these things that point towards it. Someone went and made that chart for all of the Starfinder dragons.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can now.
So if you're like a Noqual dragon or whatever.
I think all the stuff that's just an alien core, probably not the new.
Oh, okay. So they didn't go back to star metal dragons, but
maybe they did, or maybe they didn't. I don't know, but they sure could have.
Yeah.
They, you know, wanted to, but just made a big list of that since. Sort of, you know, mixing it up.
Well, I'm working on some Paizo stuff, and I'm drawing from one system to bring it into the other.
Ooh,
yeah!
Like you are that. Not Jeez. The only. You are not the only person doing that. So,
okay, good
listeners, when you hear, "Hey, this has been a combination of things in kind of a fun way," this must be what John Godek was talking about. Maybe not. Maybe there's another thing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Yes. That's all I can say at this point. So I'm working on stuff and stuff is happening.
I wrote some stuff under stuff like maybe at the beginning of this year that I'm very excited to come out. I don't know when it's coming out or if it's even been announced yet. So this stuff is always, you know, years and years for some reason.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's exciting. So I heard good things about you at EmeraldCon, Ron.
Oh, thanks. That's sweet. Yeah. I had a really good time. I ran a special that was there, and then I ran the same scenario twice, once yesterday and once this morning. Both tables were like totally off the rails kind of fun, and it was great. Mm. And I'm trying to like push out as much of the story, because it's fundamentally kind of a haunted house story. I'm trying to push out as much of the story as I can, and in some cases they're like, totally like pulling that in. In other cases, they're like, you know what? Whatever.
Classic.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
So was that one of the, I know it was one of the newer Pathfinder scenarios. Is that one of the new shorter ones or it's still the full length?
It's the last of the 4-hour ones.
Okay.
Which is, let me tell you, it's also one of the first adventures that once I came back to work at Paizo, I did a second development pass on.
Oh.
And there is no better way to catch lots of little editorial errors than to look at something you've gone over once it is finally published and done. So, man, and having to look at my errors twice was a little bit, it was encouraging in a way that has me maybe double down on some of the things that I've missed. But,
Well, EmeraldCon earned over $7,000 donations for Food Lifeline, which is a organization that provides food and resources to food banks throughout the Seattle area. So your assistance was much appreciated.
That's phenomenal. That's really good to hear.
As was Jason's.
Wait, what?
You remember the signatures I got at Gen Con?
Oh God! Yeah.
So I Infinity Deck, and also, and I got a whole bunch of signatures in the Starfinder 2 core rulebook, and Jason signed in there. Jason Keeley, I'll sign anything.
I'll sign anything. I don't know why you're asking me to sign it, so I'll just sign anything.
So
that was great. Did I say, Jason? I did tell you that we played the Infinity Deck, over Thanksgiving. That was a lot of fun. We played Mercenary 11. And it was great. Good fun.
Nice. Awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah. I look forward to doing. So you talked about that Murder in Middle City. Do we actually get a chance to play that in there or?
We could have done it during the casino stuff, but like, okay. I don't have like a physical copy. I mean, I'm sure Joe has one in the house, but like, I don't have one for myself and there's no module for it on Foundry yet. So it would have been more clunky. We wouldn't have been able to actually play it, right? You know, we would have just had like mock. So that's what we did, kind of just mocked it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Over in the corner is somebody playing, with the Infinity Deck, solo. Now, players, be quiet while I hear on my side of the screen play a solo game of...
Flipping cards.
Right. What's the one? The pyramid one is the one you can play solo where you're looking at...
Salvage, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Try to beat your high score. Yeah. Technically, in the game... Which is, I don't know, I don't think that it's out yet, but whatever. Maybe it comes out tomorrow anyway, so it'll come out before this comes out. I mentioned the game that everyone does play a card game in the game, but not with the actual cards. We just sort of roll some dice and try to use. It's Absalom Ante is the poker, betting equivalent. So they're at a casino and had them sort of try to play against essentially a card counting robot. Yeah.
Named Lucky. No.
Well, that was his nickname.
Yeah, I know.
His name was Compilation of Numbers.
That's right, Compilation of Numbers. Yeah. That was delightful. It was fun.
It was good.
Yes, and that does come out 3 days earlier from this. So
yes,
that's what I was editing.
It's already been out. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's all I had for the 150th. Do you guys have anything else?
150 cheers for Digital Divination. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip. Now, fast forward.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Hip, hip, hooray. I like Last Thanksgiving, I realized, much more than I thought. That's the one with, the turkey monster that we all put together. That was such ludicrous fun that when I was going back and listening to the Thanksgiving one that we just did, I was a little bit, that was nice, but it wasn't as fun as that zany turkey one that we did. So I'm going to put a marker on it. Next Thanksgiving, let's do another zany monster creation.
Or sooner.
Yeah,
Sooner.
Okay.
Well,
other holidays.
Another holiday coming right up.
That's true. Maybe we'll get it sooner than expected.
Yeah, maybe it'll be an early Christmas present.
All right.
We've promised it now. I think we have to do it.
Right now we have to do it for the next one.
Yes. And this will be fun because I'm working on really zany things for another project. So I think in zany ways now. So
zany.
Are you out zanying us with some other podcast, John?
No. I'm not working on another podcast.
He's getting paid for his zaniness.
Though, yes. So. Yeah. Some pay for that.
Yeah.
That's fair.
What, we're at 150, 50 more till we get to 200. Is there anything that either of you would like to do or change or see different in the next 50 episodes?
Okay.
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question. I don't know. What's I don't know.
I like just getting on and being able to talk about stuff to let the viewers/listeners know. It's not until a day before, sometimes day of, that we start kind of bouncing topics around. So it's not like we necessarily have a lot of advanced planning. Or put another way, if they were going to put together some sort of zany monster or something for the next session, this now makes it the most planning by far.
that we've
ever done. So I think that's one thing I actually really like, is that it's sort of, what are we going to talk about next? Whatever. Although I like even more when we take a look at some of the fans, and the fans are like, here's what I'd like to hear about. That makes me feel like I'm serving a need. Mm-hmm. Among the people that are listening, if they really want to hear about the way the sausage gets made in adventures, or they want a deeper dive on some particular product, I'm always happy to do what the fans want. So
yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good. Let's try to see if there's any demand for anything out there. So that's what we're saying now. For next year or two out there, you're listening, watching, tell us what to do.
That's right. Yes. That is maybe a New Year's resolution. If I could skip a couple of, digital divinations ahead.
Yeah. Have people drop us some comments and give us a working list to go through.
Right.
And then we'll know.
All right. Any other things? I mean, that's like both of you kind of shared that one. So
yeah. This is something like once let's do something like kind of wild, like something that we don't normally do. Like, I want to, like, even if it, you know, take like half an hour and like find, I don't know, I just want to like all, like super impromptu, off the cuff, like play a game. Like, maybe it's a, like a 30 minute role playing game or a 30 minute, like, just sort of like, I don't know. Not that we, I guess the role playing game was the most interesting because you couldn't really play a board game and not have people see it, but just like kind of, I don't know, or write a game in like 30 minutes.
I think that would be fun. Actually, we could make that a continuing series.
Yeah, we could, yeah, try to put together something game, or not even say a from scratch game, or maybe we write like a scenario for Starfinder together or something like that. Like, not just do something that's not, that doesn't have to be, you know, that's slightly, it can be funny, but it can be, the project is more serious.
We could even like make a holiday themed monster together.
No, well, that, I mean, that's not saying that.
No, in addition to that.
Let's put the, like, or I don't know, like, just sort of like, let's make an archetype together or something, like, you know, a small rules piece or something.
We could combine that with some existing product that comes out. We see something and I don't want to start name dropping in case I accidentally name drop something that hasn't been announced. But let's say some rule book comes out, and then part of our looking it over is, oh, you know, one thing that isn't in here that thinks maybe thematic to add is, you know, archetype X or, you know, spells of type Y. And we work those up on the show. Similarly, if there's some sort of shorter adventure or adventure path, to be able to say, hey, here's like an additional encounter that fits between here and here. How might we work that out? What is it like to like invent an encounter that kind of gets wedged into a public, a publicly produced adventure, right? Published adventure. That could be kind of fun ways to exercise some design chops.
Okay. We workshop that idea.
Alrighty.
Into something that works.
Okay.
There we go.
My original ramblings. Yeah.
I mean, excellent. I'd like to play a game too. That could be kind of fun. There's any number of sort of rules light systems that work very well for, something short and quick that we don't need to have even necessarily put up stats for a game of necessarily, or something we could do with just an overlay over the YouTube, if that is a thing I've seen people do, but I don't know how to do.
Let's not make more work for John. It'll just be theater of the mind all the way.
We could bring in a fourth person, maybe even.
Oh, if you did that.
You know?
Special guests. That's something that we could do, maybe not more of, but just, I mean, we've had like, okay, in the 150 episodes, I know. Recently, we had Jenny as a guest. Like, have you ever often had any other guests before that? I don't remember. No, right?
So let's do another,
at least one more before the 200.
Let me tell you, I keep assuming that we've had Jason Tondreau as a guest here, but we haven't. We had him as the guest DM for Dawn of Flame for book 6. He was the writer running it there. Did I just say DM instead of GM? Oh,
I don't know what you said anymore.
It's all the same word. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
It's like saying flammable and inflammable mean the same thing.
Oh, that's true. So I was actually thinking Tondra. I'm thinking, you know, he would have fun doing this sort of thing.
Because he'd have to say the thing at the beginning.
Bring it back. Oh, let's wait. Yeah, we'll get the Tondra disclaimer. Yeah, see how well-versed he is in that. Does he know he has to say the thing?
I don't think so. I don't think he's been done a lot of, he is so in favor of in-person interactions, right? Yeah. That he loves that kind of thing that it wouldn't surprise me if even this kind of casual electronic thing is a thing he might, I don't know, maybe once, maybe not at all. We'll see, but
well, we only need him to do it once.
All right. Just one time.
Right.
Well, I think that those are some great ideas for our next 50 episodes. Right. When we get to 200, we'll have to see how many of these things we actually...
Is someone writing these down?
Nope.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. If we get to episode 200, then we start doing all the episodes we've done up till then backward. And that'll get us up to episode 399, right? Is that...
What? Ron, what are you talking about?
I don't know what he's
saying. Like, if we get to episode 200, Then what do we do for episode 201? We have the same topic that we did for 199.
Start counting, going, working
back. And what do we do for 202?
I thought you literally meant play the episodes backwards. Or like us trying to emulate talking that backwards.
That would be really difficult. The only time I've ever known that to be a big success was on Earth My Nina. Have you heard about this? Quick side story. They Might Be Giants released a song called On Earth My Nina, which was so weird sounding, people didn't even know what it was. Some people figured out that if you played it backward, it sounded like another song. But they didn't even release the other song, which is called Thunderbird, for like a couple of years. Wow. So it was just this weird backward sounding song, and they didn't put the pin in it until later. If we were smart enough about that, maybe we start doing backward sounding things now for post 200. Okay, that's all right. I got plans. You want to go weird? We could do that.
I'm thinking that's a good April 1st thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, now they know.
Yeah, we got months for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was much more entertaining than I thought it was going to be.
Very retrospective.
Yes.
Well,
For the 150th time, I'm John.
And I'm Ron.
And I'm Jason. And this has been Digital Divination.